Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm coming to you from Con Bravo 2015. It's actually our third year here, and I'm proud as anything to finally be here with a good friend of our show, a really talented newcomer in the world of cosplay, the lovely and talented Jody, a.k.a. Ms. High Cosplay. How's it going?
It's really great to be here, and thanks for interviewing me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We've been a fan of yours since the GTA Con when you were in your Ana costume.
Yeah, that was my first kind of real con. I'd never been in a contest before. I entered just because a friend of mine said that it was probably a good idea. I mean, I made that cosplay from scratch, made it for a charity event in my hometown, and I thought, what the heck? And I was pleased as punch to get the third place in the adult division, which was a complete and utter shock, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, I remember at the contest when you said that you had made the costume yourself and it was your first costume, I leaned over to Ryan and said, that's pretty awesome, actually. So
thank you.
No problem. And you said the first event you ever did was a charity event?
Yes. I was invited to do, it was a princess and superhero luncheon called the Storybook Breakfast that they hold in Brantford every year for Kids Can Fly. It's run by the Dolly Parton Charity Foundation.
Okay.
So what it is it supports reading, like children and reading, which was a wonderful thing. And I decided they needed more princesses, and I thought, well, they're not going to have a princess costume to fit me. And I thought, what the heck, I'm going to make one. Who do you need? And they said, well, we have an Elsa. Do you want to make Anna? I'm like, yes. I've got enough time and thinking, oh, it's going to be easy. But I didn't have a sewing machine. I mean, I do now, but I made it from, I started it just by hand. So it was a lot of work, but it was a labor of love. So.
Very impressive, actually.
Thank you.
Really awesome, actually.
Thank you.
So is that how you caught the cosplay bug?
I've always been interested in it. I mean, I've always loved Halloween. That was always a big deal for me. My older brother, Jeff, was really into FX and horror makeup when I was younger. So I've always had that kind of stuff, like horror-wise, in my blood. But and I've been performing since I was really little in dance and gymnastics, and I worked at Canada's Wonderland for a while in the character division. So, but watching other people, like going to Fan Expo and going to the other cons and wishing, I thinking, oh, I'll never be able to do that. So looking back, it's like, what held me back? Why didn't I start this sooner? It's been great so far, and I'm looking forward to making more. And I mean, with the new con upcoming, like your con, and with Fan Expo, I'm going to have a couple of new costumes for that.
Cool.
And I love it.
Anything you can talk about at this point? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually working on Lady Sif. Another friend of the podcast, Candy Cosplay, does Lady Loki, and I'd love to get some shots with her. We've actually kind of been talking about it.
That's cool.
A friend of mine does Thor, so it kind of makes sense to have a Sif finally.
Yeah.
Made. And a group of my friends are doing Alice in Wonderland. So I'm
very
going
cool.
with Alice.
Nice.
We're going with the classic versions, but it'll be fun.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to point out that today you're dressed like Harley Quinn.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell a little story that you know about.
Yes.
So Niagara Falls Comic Con, I just saw someone in a cool Harley Quinn costume, and I asked you to get your picture taken.
Yes.
Went to hand you my card, and you said, yeah, I know who you are. We've met.
Yeah.
And who are you? And you interviewed, you blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm Anna from GTA Comic Con, and you kind of went, wait, what?
Which, to me, is just the perfect mark of a cosplayer. It's sort of like a secret identity kind of thing.
Thank you. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I like Harley for many reasons. I mean, she's one of the dark horses. She's been good. She's been bad. She's been caught in the middle. She's been abused. She's been fine. She's kind of crazy. She's not. I mean, it's one of those characters that I think a lot of people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And with her kind of morphing through the times. I mean, she went from being an actual Harlequin to now this, like, I want to say a badass, but can I say that?
You can say
it. she's now this badass, like kick-butt character that in Arkham Knight is just stealing the show. I mean, her own little storyline is just unbelievable. So.
And we got to figure she's going to steal Suicide Squad as well.
I think so, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are looking forward to seeing how her character plays out, and I think I am too. I've always liked her, and it's nice to see her live action instead of just comic book and cartoon and video game.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you're also an actress.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How'd you get into that? And you do plays, I believe.
I do. I'm actually part of two different theater companies, community theater companies in my town of Brantford, ICFIS Theater. I've done three shows with them so far, and I've got one coming up in August, the Left of Center Festival. I'm in Baked Muffins with Dates, which is a comedy about a guy who goes on blind dates that are completely disastrous, and then he finds love in the end. It's a really cute, funny story, and I get to play a crazy character. Surprise, surprise! I'm also part of another group called Her Majesty's Players Theatre, or HMP. We're doing Hamlet the end of August.
Oh, cool.
Or is it, wait, middle of August. I'll have to send you the actual dates for it. I think
for
I
sure.
sent out the poster a couple of times, but
for sure.
Yeah, I get to play Horatia, which is the best friend of her of Hamlet, and kind of gender bent style, which is kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. Now, what else do you geek out about, actually?
I'm a big gamer. I play lots of video games. I love comic books. Have since I when I was younger, my brother used to work at the Silver Snail in Toronto.
Oh, awesome.
So I spent a lot of time with him. Again, horror movies. I watch just about anything sci-fi, Star Trek, Star Wars. It's funny listening to people argue back and forth about Star Wars and Star Trek. It's like, guys, can't you just love both? And everyone's like, no! Okay, fine.
Well, I was actually going to ask you if you read comics, and what are you reading? What can you recommend?
Right now, I'm actually trying to get a hold of some of the old Thor comics. I want to start reading those, because apparently there's a lot of things that I've missed up and coming to the new Lady Thor stuff that's come out. So I want to find out what I've missed up until now. I have some of the older Wonder Woman, so I'm going to go back and read those again. Batman, any of the classics I really like.
Very cool. Now, we sometimes do a segment on the show called the Geek Survey.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could ask you a question off that.
Sure.
All right, if there was ever going to be a movie made about your life and your cosplay adventures, who would you like to play you in the movie?
I'd like to say Scarlett Johansson, just because I like the way that she comes across in a lot of different movies. She's done so many different things, and I've done so many different things. I mean, starting from dance and drama when I was a kid, to being a competitive gymnast, to being an actor, singer, and now a cosplayer. It's just, I think she'd probably do it justice.
So you also make costumes for other people as well, I guess.
I do, yes. A couple of my friends, Lady J Cosplay, Jessica, she is a newer cosplayer as well. She does a lot more kind of closet kind of, which means like going to and like into your closet, picking stuff up, or going to stores like Value Village and buying stuff.
Like me.
Kind of. Yeah. And then another friend of mine, Megan, Madame Megs, I've helped her put together a few things. Brant's Thor, a friend of mine, Trevor, I've helped him with, because I do a lot of sewing. So the people who can't do that, I help them put that stuff together.
Okay.
I made a wasp costume full on, like from scratch, for my friend Lady J Cosplay, Jessica. And yeah, I just, anybody who needs help, it's just kind of like, okay, I'll help.
That's awesome. Multi-talented. That's impressive. I just want to say, like, we're very honored that you're going to be taking part in our convention on September 19th.
I am super excited about that. I can't say enough how excited I mean. I, being as new as I am to cosplay and having this opportunity come up, I can't say no. I mean, it's an honor, and it's also, it's exciting. I mean, to be among some great cosplayers like Candy Cosplay and Lumen Cosplay, like it's amazing. So.
And I'm proud that it's going to be the first time you're a featured cosplayer as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Where can people go on social media to check out your costumes?
I am on Facebook just right now as Ms. Hyde Cosplay. So it's MZHYDE Cosplay. that right now is my only kind of facet. I'm working on getting a webpage going, and Twitter and Instagram I'm going to start up soon.
Nice.
Being as new as I am, I didn't realize that people use so many outlets to get into it, but I've had some other friends of mine, Serenity Lee and Bat Mark and Robin, that have given me kind of some tips on things that I can do. I mean, I've been lucky enough to meet some of the geek girls, and it's been a great run so far, and I'm hoping to keep it going.
Well, we're expecting big things from you. Your costumes are impressive. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for all the help you've given us.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
No problem. And
I'm glad to working with you guys in the future.
Oh, definitely. We'll see you at the con in September, and mm-hmm. probably Fan Expo as well.
Definitely. I will be back.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.